AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today's deadline to extend the ceasefire in Iran has been extended by President Trump. No new talks are scheduled. Iran's semi-official news agencies report the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard attacked a third ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, says President Trump's rhetoric on Iran is not improving the situation.
It's all over. They've agreed to everything. They've agreed to nothing. We're not talking. I will not extend the ceasefire. I will extend the ceasefire. I'm extending it forever. The message that sends to the world is that we are not a reliable partner. We don't know what we're doing.
Meantime, a resident of a Lebanon village shows the AP how much of his village has been demolished by Israel since the Iran-U.S. ceasefire was announced.
Israeli forces have carried out widespread destruction in parts of southern Lebanon during their ongoing military operations against Hezbollah, while establishing a buffer zone extending several miles into Lebanese territory. Within this area, homes and infrastructure have been destroyed, with Israel saying the demolitions are aimed at eliminating Hezbollah positions and preventing fighters from operating near the border. Meeting the AP on a hilltop overlooking his village, Hassan Sweyadan explains, "We came on the first day of the ceasefire to check on our houses. Much of the area was destroyed from the airstrikes, but you could see that the village was still there and many houses. The second day, the Israelis came slowly in bulldozers and with jackhammers. Each day, we could see how much of the village was demolished. They were demolishing it gradually until they reached the main square, and now there are no more houses." A 10-day ceasefire went into effect in Lebanon on Friday, but there have been several Israeli strikes since then, and Hezbollah claimed its first attack on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A second French soldier has died after an attack on peacekeepers in Lebanon. Wildfires across Georgia and Florida have destroyed nearly 50 homes. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%. The Dow rose 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. The U.S. extended a fragile ceasefire with Iran. The war has significantly stifled oil shipments in the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices held relatively steady Wednesday. Wall Street is also focusing on the latest round of corporate earnings. Boeing, Boston Scientific, and others helped lead the market higher following encouraging financial updates. Damian Troisi, New York.
Opponents of smoking in Britain got a breath of fresh air as Parliament passed a bill that will put cigarettes out of reach for future generations. Children born after December 31st, 2008 will be banned from ever buying cigarettes under the Tobacco and Vapes Bill. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.